Hey guys, it's Kayla. Welcome back to Mothering Together with ADHD. Today we're talking all about the honest conversation that you and your partner need to have. You need to have this conversation so desperately, especially with kids in the house. You gotta do it. So let's talk about it.
Hi guys, welcome to Mothering Together with ADHD, the podcast for stay-at-home moms with ADHD that helps you to schedule your life. Not just the events and the have-tos, but also the want-tos and the things that really make you feel like yourself, even in this season of giving, giving, giving. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm an ADHD stay-at-home mom myself who struggles day in and day out, but I have found certain things help to make this journey so much more enjoyable, and I am here to share those things with you today. Grab your iced coffee and let's dive in.
All right, friends, do you ever feel like you are the only one in the house who is taking on the burden of the house, the home, the kids, the family, the burden of the job of taking care of a home? Do you ever feel that way, especially as a stay-at-home mom? It kind of feels like a lot, right? Some of us have had conversations with our partners where we say, like, I'm just gonna take care of the kids, okay? And if the house is a mess at the end of the day, I'm sorry, but I'm busy being a mom. Some of us have had the opposite conversation where our partner has said, you have to do all of it because that's the way I was raised and I'm working and I'm tired at the end of a long work day. Doesn't that feel great? So, it depends on the camp you're in, depends on your relationship, your marriage, your partnership, whatever. And today we're talking about the conversation that you have to have. And I guess before I really dive into it, I do want to put a caveat about people who don't feel safe in their partnership. If you feel unsafe having this conversation, then I'm so sorry. If you feel unsafe approaching your partner and asking for more support, then I think there's a bigger conversation that needs to be had, and there are resources for you to be somewhere where you feel safe. I think that lots of people stay in relationships because they think it's good for their kids, and I just want to say that children deserve to be in a home where everybody is loved and respected and there is warmth. And so, if that is not your home, then this might not be the conversation for you today. I think a larger conversation would need to happen where you kind of discuss with someone a plan for making sure that you are in a place where you are safe and loved and able to bring kind of tough stuff to your partner and feel safe. So I'm sorry for that. I got a little bit sidetracked as we do with ADHD, but I didn't want to leave out this group of women who have a really hard life in their relationship. But with that being said, assuming that you have stuck around or you have left if you are not ready to hear this, I think we're going to move forward. So today we are addressing the conversation that every household needs to have about chores, about maintenance, about sharing the burden. I'm going to give you a system to talk to your partner about the household chores. Okay. It doesn't have a fancy name. I know last week we talked about Swift, which I adored, but this one, it's a little bit less fancy. It's just like a six-step thing. So if you take notes, I don't know who takes notes on my podcast. If you take notes, write 1 to 6. If you don't want to take a darn note, that's okay. I'm going to put this up in my show notes. And yeah, you can always go back and skim through and remind yourself of what the heck did Kayla say. So that is it. So phase one of this process of talking to your partner about chores is ease into it, friends. Do not show up at their door while they're in the middle of playing a video game and be like, we need to talk about chores. You need to do more. Yada, yada, yada. Ease in. Ease in, my loves. Instead, you could say, hey, honey, darling, love bug, whatever you call your person. Can we have some tea tonight? Can we have a beverage tonight? Can we sit down tonight and have dessert and chat about our home management? You gotta prep them. Don't just interrupt. Don't just monologue. And I know, loves, I know we have ADHD. Interrupting is our game, right? Walk it in hot with a new idea, like, let's do this. That's our thing. So I'm not telling you to mask who you are, but I am saying that if you want to have a nice conversation with someone you love, you ease into this one. You just start super easy. The next one is empathy. Ooh, okay. So this is a little bit of tough love. Prepare yourselves. Okay. As the person with ADHD, and I know there's people out there who also have a partner with ADHD, and that's a different thing altogether. If you are in a partnership with one person with ADHD, and that person is you, there is a high likelihood that your partner compensates for your disability in their daily life quietly and kindly and warmly and gently. Maybe they don't do it so kindly and gently and warmly. I don't know. My sweet husband tends to just quietly be think that I'm lazy and don't love him. But what we have to acknowledge is we have ADHD. We say we're gonna do stuff and then we don't necessarily follow through with that, right? We drop the ball a lot, and the ramifications of our disability now impact a family, impact a partner who either has to overperform their roles or they have to remind us or they have to have like serious discussions with us. And honestly, I don't know about you, but I am not always kind when someone's like, you forgot that, right? So coming at this conversation with empathy, warmth, and understanding that even if our perception is that we're doing it all, it might not be true. And it might feel to our partner like they're doing it all. And I think when there you think about the work of a household, it is a lot. And so we kind of take on our roles that we're comfortable with, and the things we dispute are the things that are hard for both. And so splitting up the stuff that's hard for both of you, that's where it's hard. Making sure that you're using your strengths, that is where the magic happens. But those things that are hard for both you and your partner, that's where the rub is. That's where the negotiation happens. That's where the sharing happens. So let's talk about that a little bit more. So the next step, so once you've kind of eased into it and you've kind of come to the realization that you may, as the person with ADHD, you may bring a little bit extra to this scenario. You might add a little extra work for your partner. And so now let's look at a chart. Let's look at a very thorough list. And I'm going to put it up on my website. There will be a link in the show notes. It's going to be motheringtogether.com/chore chart. You do have to give me your email address for that one, loves. I'm sorry, but I don't spam you. I just send you a really nice, really sweet monthly email on the 23rd just to say hey. Anyway, if you want the chore chart, go to my website, motheringtogether.com/chore chart, and there it will be. So what you're going to do, what it looks like, is it's a very thorough list of different chores based on the things we have to do as stay-at-home moms, as parents, and yada, yada, yada. And you go through and you write, you put a little check. Who does this right now? Me, my partner, both of us, none of us. We don't even do this thing. I didn't know this was a thing we might want to do. So go through that list. You might do this with your partner. You might like pre-fill it and then bring it to your partner. I'd suggest if things might be a little contentious, then leave them blank and be like, do you think we both do this or I do this or I don't know? But bring it to your partner next and decide what feels good to you guys, right? This is all about what feels good to you. Do you want to, as the stay-at-home parent, do you want to take on a lot of the household stuff or Maybe do you want to split this stuff and really, really, really focus on the parenting, the educating your kids, maybe your homeschooling? Like, is your role as the parent at home like an educator role where you're like really working on educating your kids, or is it more like you're home with your kids and you can also do house chores? It's up to you guys how you perceive that role. But think about, is it going to be 50-50? Like, is it half and half and we just split this down the middle and make sure it's equal? Or is there like, okay, you work really a really tiring job and I'm at home with the kids, which is also really tiring. I'm not going to say it's not. But there is some more flexibility there, yada, yada, yada. So you guys figure out what works for you, but you have to talk about it. And you decide who owns each chore. And this is not something we need to be rigid about. If your partner owns doing the dishes and they have a busy morning, then do the darn dishes, right? That's such a loving gesture, especially for those who are like, you know, acts of service is their love language. Do the dishes, friends. And think about it as like, what's one small change that we can try? Because we have ADHD, we're going to want to dive in and change the whole system. No. What's one small change each of you can make, and then have a meeting, set up a meeting the next week to talk about, how did that go? Did it feel good? Did it feel bad? Did it work for you? Just like, you know, you got to ask questions after you snuggle, right? Like, was that good for you? I don't know. All right. Once you've done it once, then iterate it, reassess, try again, do it a little differently, figure something else out. All right, so let's say you and your partner do this and your partner does nothing and you do some of the stuff. Pick a small change that you both can make. So you go through that whole thing and you realize, oh my gosh, he has 3 checks on his side and I have 95. That's so unfair, right? Sit down with your partner and be like, here's what it looks like. Could you please, I hate this task. I know you don't hate it. Could you please just do this one this week and we'll see how it feels and we'll meet up and see. Then add another one the next week. Go slowly, which we hate, I know. But going slowly is what's going to make this stick. It's going to make change and it's going to make it a loving and gentle and sweet and better conversation than the fights that can come with having resentment about your house, right? Let's say instead your partner is overperforming for you. And this one, I could cry. This is my story. My sweet man is just like, he's out there pressing on, pushing through. And I didn't realize it really until the darn man tried to throw a snowblower onto a truck and it fell on him and he broke his arm. And so then he was down and out and I had to do so much. And honestly, it was like mind-blowing the amount of stuff I left out and would have to like, I like noticed. There must be, my husband literally must follow me around all day long and put my stuff away. Picks up after me like a little small toddler. And I did not know. Until he was down and out, he couldn't move. And then I had to do his chores too. I had to use the snowblower because we, of course, had a blizzard. And so, yeah. What if your partner is the one who's overperforming or who's doing more than you are by a landslide, right? This is the part where we have to have empathy for our partner, that they're married or with or whatever. They're with someone who has a diagnosis or suspects they have ADHD. And so, yikes, right? Like, our disability isn't just being inattentive and la la la. It's actually a disability and actually impacts our lives, which is why we get the diagnosis, which is why we seek treatment, right? Okay, so that was a whole lot. But here is my system once more. Ease into it. Hey, honey, I'd like to have a chat with you. Let's make it more fun and have hot chocolate. Step 2, remember to empathize. with the fact that you are a little bit of a spicy one, right? Number three, look at your chore chart. Go to motheringtogether.com/chore chart and get on my email list. I will send you the chore chart. Number four, decide with your partner what feels good to you guys. What do you want the role to look like? Have the conversation. Be gentle. Make out after. It'll be great. Give one small change a go. Give it a try. And then meet up and talk about how was that for you? Was that good? Could it be better? N last step, iterate it, which I love that word. I don't know, I'm obsessed with it. I use it too much. Reassess, make it, change it a little, and then do it again. Okay, friends. So go on over to motheringtogether.com/chore chart. Download the chart. Go after you are done, like send your lover a text and say, hey, friend, we got to have a chat. Let's have hot cocoa and talk about chores. Isn't that so super fun? And then I'll catch you guys next week when we're talking about how to make parenting easier when you have ADHD. How do we do that? So I'll see you that then, and I can't wait. Have a good week.